says she'll be dead with you. While Violet Affairs are screwing rotten, Light Morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trying.
Second hour off the beaten path. Steve Elkins at the mic here. I was just thinking about this second wave, the advertising, the second wave. And if that were to happen, I was looking at some of my notes here. And if that were to happen, I assume that would be maybe some military flights in the middle of the night dumping coronavirus overhead. I would like to see the military logs, the flight logs, to see. I knew before, 2 weeks before the fires in North California, that they did some serious heavy dumping of chemtrails, aluminum oxide there before the fires. 2 weeks before, place went up like a match. I just wonder sometimes if this is actually what happened in New York. They just did some military flights. Let's dump it. We've seen them do this before, 1951 with Operation Sea Spray in 1950 over St. Louis. So it's not crazy to say that this could be done. It's been done before, twice that I know. And I don't even want to go into Tuskegee experiment, infecting young black men with syphilis. But we're talking about some very evil people with an agenda here. So it's very possible they could put this in tanks. They could. If it's manufactured in a lab, you can surely put it in a tank, and you can surely fly over an area and dump it like they did in San Francisco. So if there's a second wave, that's maybe how it might reach us. Be interesting where they might start to dump that. If they did, it wouldn't be over Washington, that's for sure. But we'll go back to the phones here. Tom in Utah, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Tom, are you there? Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Since I've been deprived of my sight, can you tell me what the infection curve looks like on this thing? Plotted out from the first cases?
It peaked out about 2 weeks ago. It's on its way down. About a 15 to 20% decline in the last 2 weeks. So if my numbers are right and their numbers, they're telling me that 2 weeks ago was the peak and it's coming down 15 to 20% now. So how can you say now you got a second wave coming?
Well, like
doesn't
you're
quite make sense.
That's a planned pandemic. I know another way, which is far more secure. That, and also less obvious. You know, there's all of these pathogens, and I don't care whether you're talking about parasites, bacteria, or the alleged virons. They all require shielding from sunlight, ultraviolet, number one, oxygen, number two, and the alpha, beta, the cosmic particles. They all are lethal to these four, you know, these microscopic life forms. So they need to have a shielding composed of CHO, that's C27, H46, O1. Otherwise, they will be destroyed within seconds or minutes out in the environment. That's the reality. You know, that CHO is the graphite, so to speak, shielding for these organisms that have to remain in cosmic silence, like inside your body. Your body is a layer of CHO on the surface, isn't it? So the ultraviolet light doesn't get into your interior. So these organisms have to be shielded in this cosmic darkness. Now, how are you going to deliver that to you or your family, you know, without any real obviousness in the process? You have to package it in that material. Right. And if you simply send out a few vials, all you got to do is hit certain individuals, not human beings, but livestock.
Right.
That will
get in your food chain. Right.
In the food chain. You'll drag it into your home. You'll put it under the door for a family that's, quarantined. Nobody will be the wiser.
That's right. Yeah, Tom, didn't the United States ship a bunch of pork to China, and the pork was tainted, and they had to slaughter all those hogs? I believe that was a bioweapon there also infused into the pork industry there sent to China. It's not unreasonable to think that what I've spent time here talking about, spraying overhead in military flights, chemtrails of this pathogen. It's not unreasonable to think, because these people would do this. They've done it before, several times before.
Well, the problem with doing that, you'll have to find a way to package it in cholesterol or fat to do it. Mm-hmm. And if that fat is oxidizing on the way down, as soon as that fat is oxidized, now the pathogen is vulnerable. So the most sure, absolute way to do it is to get it into the food system. And nobody mm-hmm. will ever think about it.
Right.
You know, that's why I made my choices, because I know, since I worked in veterinary and human pathology, I know how mm-hmm. that happens. In fact, I taught at 31 different universities on this problem of zoonosis. So if I want to move the flu to a community or to a state or to anybody who's buying out of the same packing plant, sorry to say it that way, or the same dairy processor. We got one dairy processor here in Utah that affects the families from one end of the state to Idaho, to Nevada, to Colorado. The whole Great Basin is pretty much fed out of one processing plant. They put different labels on different bottles, but it's still the same batch of product. Mm-hmm. So if you want to contaminate a whole community, a whole state, a whole nation. By the way, doing it in the United States, you only have about 5 or 6 places you need to get a delivery of the initial contaminant. Right. If I put it into a breeding bull, I've affected all the heifers, and then the heifers have put out, let's say, all of their children and their product, and I can cover a whole nation within a few weeks. Believe it or not, it's that fast. If I just sent my veterinary, well, I shouldn't even say this. This puts me in a lot of hot water. That's why I've been, what do you say, disfellowshipped from my profession. Because when I realized that these diseases are under our control in the Department of Agriculture, and I started to open my mouth back in 91, my life came apart. But I'm really happy to see some of my students doing a very good job. Lorraine Day, for example.
Right.
Leonard Horowitz. You know, I mean, nobody would believe my background, and I don't blame them. I would think I was crazy, too. But the real problem is we've got people who are so devious, they're going to keep their program on target, as far as I can see, and all they got to do is just catch us unaware.
Right.
And we'll be the
Tom, I need to move on here. I got more callers lined up here. I appreciate your call. Always do. Thank you very much
for
your call.
Steve, give me a call off air, though. I'll take you through what I know.
Sure, I will do. To the caller that talked about the border walls, because I guess somebody mentioned there was 75 miles of border wall that we've already completed. I don't even know that to be true. Last time I remember, it was 30-something miles, but it could be 75 miles. I have no problem with having a wall. I think actually a wall would be a good suggestion, a good thing to do, because you never know in a national emergency. You don't want everybody flooding into your country. You want some kind of order. Other countries have walls. Nobody complains about those, but the liberals here in this country, no, that's a terrible thing. No, it's actually a pretty good thing. What I would do is not only have the wall, is institute, it was remove those incentives that bring people here to begin with. And that's the jobs, the everything you can think of. I mean, it's really, really ridiculous. You think about it, that a pregnant woman could have come here illegally, have a child here, and the child is a citizen. The politicians, whoever wrote that bill, and who signed on that bill, these are the politicians I'm talking about. These are the people that are bad for America. These are the politicians I have no problems flogging. These are the politicians I could dip in hot tar, flog them and throw them in hot tar. they are destroying America. Anybody who would say that's a good policy for America is should not be serving this country. And nobody seems to address that issue, but you got to remove this incentive to bring people here. I'm all for organized, legal migration, immigration. I have no problem with it. Legal. That's the big word here, legal. But just cheating law and getting here to make your life a better life. There are reasons. Keith and I have talked about this a little bit. Keith Rogers, who follows my show after this show here, Perception Management. I've talked about it. Yes, the United States is infiltrated. We've toppled governments. We've created chaos out there. We've created a lot of problems for some governments that people have to or actually leave their country looking for a better life into this country. So we've destabilized other countries, other governments, which has brought a certain amount of people from another country into our country. We got to stop doing that. And you know how I feel about that. I am not for nation building. I'm for tending to my own backyard, taking care of my own country, stop meddling. But there's no money. There's no money in peace. There's only money in war. And these people at the Pentagon are looking for another war, flat out. There. And after that war, they'll be looking for another one and another. That is what thrives in this country for commerce. War thrives for commerce. And I'd love to throw a monkey wrench into that whole scenario. I would just love to go in a different direction here, find a president, but every president they get in every 4 years seems to go along with what Pentagon wants. Maybe someday, that'll be the dream I have. Back to the phones here. Dave in Nevada, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello, Dave. You there? Go.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, good. I wanted to make a quick comment about Donald Trump and his personality versus who I think he is. I don't think that Donald Trump is actually any sort of he's not even remotely conservative in the political sense. I actually think that Donald Trump's a socialist. What I think he is he's just like Ivanka, his daughter. She's a socialist Democrat.
Right.
And she's also pro-choice. This is out in the open. And Donald Trump also signed to the best of my knowledge, that he signed a bill for funding for Planned Parenthood. I could be wrong, but I think he did do that. People are under a total illusion about Donald Trump. And one of the reasons why I think that is because a lot of people were so fed up with Obama and the liberals and the homosexuals in Washington. Mm-hmm. If there was any person that had an image of being opposite, in other words, mm-hmm. a white guy that has a lot of money and he likes women, so he's a straight white guy, that's going to appeal a lot more to the Christians than a black homosexual. Trust me.
Yeah, that's true.
And
true.
They'll give him credit actually for being kind of Christian, because you know he'll do like photo ops, like you know doing prayers and stuff with he'll go to evangelical churches.
I have to agree with one of the callers earlier that talked about where the church. I think it was Chance in West Virginia, and I have to agree with him on this. Where are the church to step up to actually point a finger and say no? Where are they? The nation building, the toppling governments, regime changes in Venezuela, what's still going on. They're still trying to get Maduro out of there. Guaido didn't quite work out, but they're still trying to topple that government. I think maybe it was when Obama used the IRS as a weapon against the evangelical Christians or the churches themselves to attack them. I think that still resonates over into this presidency here, that they fear that Donald Trump would actually do that also. And so we'll just play the game. We'll be silent. And silence, to me, is implied consent. And that's why we're not hearing from the churches. I think they're afraid that they're going to have their taxes looked at. It's funny that they would think that, because we're talking about the guy that doesn't want anybody to see his taxes, but they're worried about their tax revenue. And I think that's what's happening. I think we're seeing a holdover that's resonating from the Obama days to churches now. That's why they're silent. I'm pretty sure that's why.
the same thing happened with both the evangelicals and the Catholics when there was, you know, when George Bush got elected. He was like this great conservative hero. But the Bush family is known; they're documented as being supporters of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
The Bush family, the Bush dynasty.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the reason why they got the Bush was so convincing was because he was like this. He was considered pro-life because he did the ban on partial birth abortion. He didn't disband abortion. He just made some rule that just kind of like drew vague lines about where does life start and where to begin. Now everyone's cheering for him. So what happens? They start cheering for a war in Iran because this guy's a quote unquote pro-life president. Right. It's so easy to fool people. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and he remember a lot of people first time around. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, right. And I remember I come from a Catholic kind of conservative background. I remember Pete, like we were watching the first night they were televising the attack, the like when the U.S. troops were firing on Iraq, yeah. Like the tanks.
Right. Right.
My friends, they're like cheering like it was a football game.
Right. I know. I'm very bothered by that. I'm bothered by that.
It's like this is what America's come to.
I know.
It's totally bloodthirsty.
Yeah, cheering for the destruction of a country and you know what? Any country, any person that speaks of killing innocent people and referring to them as collateral damage does not get my respect. I get hot with that term.
You know,
collateral
but even
damage.
If it was justified, you should have a somber view of any type of warfare, even if it's justified, because you don't want to be involved in warfare. Period.
Right.
You don't want to cheer.
That's right.
Yeah, you just don't want to cheer that kind of stuff on. You just want to say, look. This is a serious thing. You know, it's somber.
I agree.
The other thing I want to address real quick, and then I'll let you get to your callers, is that if there's ever an opportunity for people to stand up before things get really hot, it's right now.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
Because it's going to get
much
even
agree
hotter.
With that. Yeah, I think it's time. And, like I said, silence is implied consent. We do need to stand up, and hopefully the states this next week that a lot of states are going to say, I don't care what the federal government says, and we're just going to open up. We're going to get back to business.
And I'll admit something. I'm wearing my mask now, and I'm standing 6 feet apart, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to get into arguments with people anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what's been happening. It's dividing this country, this whole effing 6 feet rule. Oh, you got to wear a mask when you go to Jack in the Box to order your crap processed foods that are going to destroy your immune system.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's the whole irony of everything.
It is.
You can go on to McDonald's.
Hey, Dave, thanks for
your
call. I do need to move on here. I've got some other calls in the line up here. Appreciate your calling in. I'm going to go out to my good friend Keith Rogers. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Are you here?
I am here.
You know what gets
What's
me
on your mind,
whole...
Keith? What's
well,
on your mind?
Two things. One, okay. In respect to what Tom said, but first I'll say, you know, if they were so worried about death, you know, the requests for abortions have gone up 400%, and then we have 800,000 babies being aborted as it is. Mm-hmm. You would think they would be so worried about that. But anyway, I just want to call in. Your phone lines are loaded here, so I want to pop back out here. But I was doing some. I made a conspiracy page here. It was doing a timeline, and I guess I'll hold on to after the break to say
yep.
that. So we'll be right back.
Yep, Keith Rogers. Be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, but marking. She's so close now. This girl.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I saw a bumper sticker today, or a sign that said, "Tyranny is spreading faster than the virus itself." And I agree. Back to the phones with Mr. Keith Rogers. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, okay. So because your phone lines are loaded, I'll be very short here. But my first question was, why hasn't there been any mass quarantining of pigs? And I'll say that on top of that so-called conspiracy theory page that I had brought out here. If you remember the video I did about Tulsi Gabbard talking to Jimmy Dore,
yeah,
about how horrible it was for all those places like in Brazil. Well, mm-hmm. Brazil had one of the biggest outbreaks of this COVID-19 virus. Mm-hmm. And oddly, it tracks back to the same exact area where this JBS pork had started up. And they're the ones who, through this farmer relief bailout program before this thing all started, mm-hmm. had received massive payments in the excess of $14 million, $25 million, and another $10 million or something like that. But anyway, this was to bail out U.S.-backed JBS pork, who, upon China having its massive culling of nearly a million pigs, started its increase of exports over to China, which was 600% more. And the same area in Sao Paulo, there's videos there of the massive graves. And I'll be talking about graves, by the way, on my show tonight. But anyway, then, of course, we have the story from Wuhan itself, where they deny that the virus came from anywhere of theirs. Right. But what gets me about this entire thing there, Mr. Gator, is Tyson says pork exports to China soared nearly 600% in the first quarter after the swine flu outbreaks. Now, let's go back to Tyson. Tyson is reporting shutting down U.S. plants because of massive sicknesses breaking out in their plants. They've had them in outside of the Tri-Cities area, all over Wisconsin and stuff like that, you know. But hundreds of employees are getting sick at these food plants. And so it makes you wonder if maybe some tainted pork in some way is actually responsible for this, and the U.S. might be covering for this JBS meats.
Well, you remember Tom's a retired pathologist, I believe, and he was saying putting it in the food chain and the protein source.
Well, one other thing I wanted to say about this, I can't
put it in the vaccine.
Yeah. I can't pronounce a word on this thing here, but it's called, it's something like ractopamine or something like that. It's a food additive. It's banned in many countries. However, JBS Meats uses it. And it's part of this so-called hydrochloride. It's the active ingredient in products known in the U.S. for Palin swine, for cattle, Tomax for turkeys, and it was developed by Eli Lilly. But it, you know, there's too many links to the pharmaceutical and to this vaccine and to this outbreak, and just it makes a person wonder. For, so, as a conspiracy theory, I always want to leave that venue open that maybe this was being transmitted in another way, and because of the imports into China, maybe they just happened to get some tainted pork or whatever. Anyway. And if, like,
well,
Tom
Keith,
said
it, I looked at this whole situation, and I think there's there's many agendas, and this thing was very purposeful, was very much planned out. Picking China, of course, stopping the supply chain, bringing down Wall Street was all purposeful. That was all supposed to be done, and there's many more things with controlling the people and using food shortages and all kinds of shortages to control the people through resources. A little bit of socialism here and there. I don't know what we're going to return back to. I guess one of the questions I ask myself is, what will we return back to the life we had before this coronavirus? Or if it's not, and I still have to stand 6 feet back from somebody at a checkout line, and I won't be served if you don't wear no shirt, no shoes, no mask, you won't get service. I'm not for that. I don't want any part of that. And that's why I'm saying right now, I think as Americans, we need to really push back hard and say, you know what, we figured it out. We figured out the scandemic, the plandemic you had. What you had planned had nothing to do about saving American lives, because if you just look at the total numbers of the flu versus this, this is amazing. This is probably the greatest scam story of a pandemic ever sold to the American people. And I'm amazed that they fell for it. I'm amazed they fell for it. But then again, they're going to the mainstream media. They're watching TV. And we know how influential TV can be, that if you see it on TV, it must be true. Therefore, put the mask on. Stay home.
Well, remember, Israel's protesting 6 feet apart, so it hasn't stopped them, even though Fauci tells everyone that all states should keep the stay-at-home orders. Anyway, thanks for letting me call in. Go ahead and get the rest of your calls.
Hey, thanks, Keith. We'll see you at the flip-flop here on the end of the show. Off the Beaten Path, short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Baby, and Lord, I just can't go out that door. Ain't by one way out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl.
And we are back. This is Off the Beaten Path here. Before I go to my next caller here, and I've got three in the loop here, so Fred's going to be coming up here next. So Fred in Michigan, please kind of keep it low. You know, not go on forever and ever, because I just don't want people dropping. And I want you to speak your piece. You always do a good job at that, but please don't let it go on forever. I don't want to drop people here. I want to bring something to your attention here. Just the other day, I was driving around. My wife, of course, she's in the medical field also. And I was noticing a lot of things are off the radar right now. And because this is the only thing that's on the radar, the COVID-19 virus itself, nothing else seems to matter. It's just this. You know, three or four commercials back to back about the same topic, the virus. I mean, after a while, I don't even want to watch TV. I don't want to listen to radio. But it is mind-numbing, and it's overwhelming sometimes. You just you want to turn it off. Everywhere you turn, you find the COVID-19, the billboard on the side of the road there, the flashing lights there, COVID-19, wash your hands. Everywhere you go, it's just it's overwhelming. But I did think about this. Before this all came on, do you remember how we had on the radar the vaping injury, the youth and their vaping? This is a big thing with kids, vaping. All these kids are vaping, young adults are vaping, and we got these deaths, these very mysterious lung injuries and these deaths related to vaping. So my wife and I were talking about, she goes, what do you think the possibility that maybe those early diagnoses, those early deaths were actually COVID-19 deaths, possible. But I'm thinking maybe more so the association of the lung injury and the young people who are dying. I would like to know, hey, were any of you young ladies, were you vaping? I want to know if you had any underlying health problems. I want to know if you were vaping, because you would have lung injury, which would make you more susceptible to this, picking up this, uh, this pulmonary virus. So I guess the question is, any of these deaths related to vaping? Good question. I don't know. I'll have to ask around and see what I can figure out on that, because that definitely makes you very vulnerable to this respiratory virus. I got to go back to the phones here. Fred in Michigan, don't go on forever, Fred.
Yeah, back in 1869, there was a big-time funeral for a big-time rabbi. This is in Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. The people in your audience who would hang up really need to go and either hear or read Synagogue of Satan, 1869, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, because this Grand Rabbi Simeon ben Ayuda declared that wars are the Talmudic Jew banker's harvest, because Christians go fight each other and murder each other. And at that point in time, he said, whatever it was, 10 million, and the end is not yet. According to Tex Mars's book, Voices from the Dead, a big-time rabbi, Simeon Bar Yochai, he's a founder of Freemasonry. And his famous quote in the Talmud is, the best of the Christians kill. So, as I have caught the names of all the entities
involved. That doesn't quite make sense. The best of Christians kill.
Yeah, the Goyim Gentile, yeah, the best. He's saying that all Christians, even the best, you know, the ones that are known as righteous. I've seen this on YouTube. You can go to Jews for Judaism. You can go to Rabbi Chaim Weitzman. You can go to the Torch Center, Rabbi Yoke. Let's see, what's his name? Yokov Wolbe at the Torch Center. Rabbi Yokov Wolbe. And they're declaring that the only righteous Gentiles are the ones that serve at the beck and call of the Jews. Whatever the Jews want from the Goyim Gentile sheeple, we should just, if they want your organs, Steve, then you should volunteer your organs. That's
Let me stop you right now, Fred. Fred, I got to ask, we're talking about what's going on, the scandemic here in COVID-19. So what you're telling me now, this stuff here, that's fine, that's interesting, but how does that fit into what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, good question. Charles M. Lieber of Harvard, arrested by FBI in January, a dual Israeli, guaranteed a Talmudist, posted a $1 million cash bond. He and his colleagues, starting in 1991, and it was perfected in 2017. They have a patent on this technology. And Jeff Rentz, Friday night, first hour, at 50 minutes after 9 o'clock, he read the article from some journalist that covered this. Okay, so the impending global vaccination program that Gatesburg wants to roll out will include this virus-sized transceiver technology that will embed, will penetrate through the cell membrane and interface with all the cells' electrical activities, including the brain cells, where you have, as you know, various frequencies. Therefore, the EEG. So that article documents that this satanic Jew by the name of Lieber, Charles M., who was arrested in January, they have perfected the technology that will enable a total mammalian physiologic hack and control. And in England, it's called Tetra. Frank Allen on this network about 6 weeks ago gave an intimate description. He did a whole hour on this pulsed microwave Tetra technology that's going to be fully deployed in UK by October. And it was a joint operation between U.S. Jew scientists and U.K. Jewish scientists. He names their names, Frank Allen. And it will allow a zombification. Anything, the cops are going to go berserk at the push of a button. Because they're going to be wearing the equipment. And if they take the inoculation, well, they won't even have to wear the equipment. And that's what's awaiting everybody.
Right. And that was, Fred, I need to move on. I've got four more in the loop here. Appreciate your call. Back to the phones here. Kathy in Texas here on the show.
Oh. Hey, well,
hello, Kathy.
The other day, I heard you talking about on them CPAP machines, how there was no oxygen for the people. Well, my doctor ordered oxygen on my CPAP machine, and it's got an adapter that hooks on to the big oxygen condenser to give me oxygen at night with my CPAP.
So you're not talking, you actually dial the oxygen into your CPAP machine?
It's an adapter that goes up into the CPAP hose and is connected. You take off the cup that holds the distilled water in it. You know what I'm talking about? You're not.
Yeah, I
right?
do. I do. I do.
Okay. You take that off. You hook the hose up to it. It's got an adapter, and it hooks onto the CPAP machine. And, yes, when you have a sleep study and you have a low oxygen and you quit breathing, that's why they do the sleep study. And it tells
well, I know that. I know that. What I'm saying is,
what's your
diagnosis that you are on a CPAP machine? Is it apnea or is there something more going on?
I have an AFib attack. My heart stops at night and I stop breathing. Okay. And the heart surgeons have put me on it.
So why the oxygen? Why not just a CPAP machine with no oxygen?
Because I have low oxygen when you stop breathing.
Yeah, but if the pressure is there, continuous pulmonary alveolar pressure, if the pressure is there, you should be oxygenating fine. You shouldn't need the dial in oxygen.
I don't have enough oxygen. That's why he put it on at 2.5 to 3.
So do you have COPD?
No. I have asthma.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out why if you get the pressure up, the continuous pressure, I don't know why you need the dialed in oxygen.
When I go into AFib attack and my heart goes into, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know AFib. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not getting enough oxygen. It causes me to quit breathing.
I understand. Okay. Got it.
Right. That's why.
Okay.
So, anyway, my aunt told me that and I was like, well, no, that's not true. And she was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Anyway, we were very upset. We lost my uncle in a nursing home, and he's under the quarantine. And when he got there, his stuff was at a 96, and they did not have him hooked up when he came to that window to see us, you know. And I think that he only had to take antibiotic for 6 weeks on a PICC line in that swollen feet, blisters on his feet when he got there, rash on his arm, rash on his neck, you know. It was the antibiotic, and they called the doctor and just stop it. But my uncle, he had a pacemaker, and had an infection in my collarbone and my pacemaker area. And they put the antibiotic and didn't start it. Oh, well, then whenever he start looking bad 2 hours before he passes, they send him up here to a hospital, you know. And my uncle dies. I mean, God told me something, and I call in 9:16. My uncle passes away. A cardiac arrest.
Hey, Kathy, I mean, I need to move on here. Thank you for letting me know that. I got to look up this machine because I've never.
I think it's wrong about them people having all our elders in these nursing homes, you know, under quarantine, saying that they're protecting our seniors, you know, and that's not true. We have 59 people who just come out of down here in Burleson. They got 29 employees infected and 34 patients infected.
Okay.
You know, during the quarantine,
need to get going here.
Family can't
thanks,
take them
hey,
out.
Hey, thanks for your call. Need to move on here. David in San Francisco, you're on the show.
Oh, thanks.
David, are you there?
I feel for that last woman because, you know, the reality of this, this is a real epidemic. You know, what its origins are, you know, is it some chemical warfare? Is it, I personally think it's a pollution-based disease. Because if it's, you know, has to do with eating bats in China, I know bats are about as big as a mouse. And
yeah,
there is no
there.
Way in, yeah, there's no way in the
there.
World. Yeah, there's no way in the world that you can eat bats and, you know, it's got to be a the starvation food of a sweatshop city. And when you hear about that city in China, it's like the Chicago of China. It's a transit hub of all sorts of manufacturing. It's highly polluted. And if you imagine that bats eat bugs, and all these bugs are flying around in a sweatshop city, you know, of every kind of smelters and acetone and every kind of smokestack belching forth in all sorts of horrible stuff, and every bug that survives gets eaten by a bat, and then somebody eats those bats, it's got to be a sweatshop disease. So it's the idea that, you know, people are pretending that this is, you know, not a an epidemic that I can give you some good news out of San Francisco. That's where I'm calling from. Mm-hmm. We only have 22 deaths as of today because we shut it down. We shut it down on February 5th. And it's funny because the news has been just talking about the earliest cases in America. We're just south of us, about 50 miles down in Santa Clara. And we had a convention up here in San Francisco, and it turned out that one of the people at the convention was sick. So the mayor was courageous enough to just shut down the convention center. San Francisco lost $1 billion a week. The first show that we were supposed to get after that that was the Facebook convention.
David, wouldn't it make more sense, rather than shutting down the country, just simply saying these people who have the comorbidities, who have the underlying health problems, have them stay in place, have them stay home, rather than shut down the entire nation? Wouldn't that make more sense to tell the people who have
like,
problems, stay home?
You don't want
to
listen
makes more
to
sense
the death
to
panels.
Me.
No,
what's
you
that?
Don't want to listen to the death panels. Because you remember when everybody was talking about Obama's death
panel? That's not
panels?
A death panel. That's not
yeah,
a death
it is.
Panel telling people
yeah,
who have comorbidities to stay
how
home.
How many people did I say are dead in San Francisco? 22. Not 2,000. Not 100 a day. Not 500
I'm not for shutting, a day. I'm not sure for shutting down the nation, David. I'm sorry. I say if you're vulnerable,
that's not very
you
Christian.
Have...
That's not very Christian of you.
What's that?
This is not a very Christian.
You know what? Drop the call. Drop the call, Ken. I don't like when somebody gets nasty and says that's not very Christian-like of me. The hell you know about me anyway, David. David, don't call back. Every time you call in, you just try to impress everybody with like, well, how much you know. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut down the entire nation. Well, you didn't shut down the nation for 80,000 people who died from the flu last year. So why do you want to shut down the nation for right now total 53,934? Explain that one to me, David, Mr. Smart Guy. You didn't shut it down for 80, but you want to shut it down for 53. Gee, my knee. I'll go back to the phone here. Sherry in Texas, you're on the show.
No, I'm in Kansas, Steve. Hi, how you doing?
Well, you are. It says
I
here.
I heard Dr.
Texas. Okay. Okay.
I heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on an interview Friday.
Yeah.
And she said, this is one of the ways they're manipulating the language. She said the actual name of the virus is SARS-CoV-2. the name of the disease that causes the shortness of breath, fever, body aches, pain, and sometimes nausea is called COVID-19. And she gets her information from, like, the CDC and the FDA and stuff, and there's a lot of other...
Sherry, I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to hold you over after the break here, so just hang on the line here. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me.
You know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Let me go back to the phones here. Sherry, I need you to make it fast. I got two more calls here. I'm going to try to get in, so make your points really fast. I'm going to try to get two more in.
Okay. She said that, you know, about this, the name of the virus being SARS-CoV-2. Okay. And then Turott said that in 2015, it was either the CDC or WHO was recommending that they put SARS in the annual flu vaccine. And if they did that, what I want to know is how many of these people that are testing positive got the flu vaccine?
That's a good question, because my wife asked me the same thing, and I haven't researched that yet to say if you took the flu vaccine, you could have a false positive. So I'll look into that. Thank you for your call. I need to move on here. Miles in Maine, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, you got about a minute, though. David, so about a minute, speed dial here.
Yeah, the first thing with David, you should have recognized he's from San Francisco, but any guy that's calling it, and then he admits, he said there were, what, 22 deaths or sicknesses? What did he say?
I think he said deaths, yeah.
22 deaths, and he's calling it an epidemic. You know, so that was the first signal he was off base. And like I've told Dustin a few times, Dustin from New Jersey, I said,
yeah, I know.
Steve and his wife both worked there at the hospital, and no one's ever there. And the panic persists.
No, anyway, actually, they finally started opening up the doors again, said, you know what, it didn't happen, so we're going to start back to business here. We had nurses getting laid off. I lost hours. Oh. My wife's losing hours. We got to get back to work.
Don't let me keep you. I know you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, gotta go. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Steven in New Mexico, you're my last caller.
Hello.
Last caller.
Steve?
Go for it. Yep.
Steve. Yeah, I was just gonna say, you're gonna be on John's show tomorrow.
I will be. Yeah.
Okay, mine's just gonna take a little bit longer, but I can call in tomorrow and everything.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All righty. You bet.
Okay, I'll
be take a deep breath and relax.
Oh, I will. I just don't like when somebody says I'm not a good Christian. I mean, geez, just because they have a difference of opinion. And you got to admit, he was right. The last caller was right. 22 deaths is not an epidemic. I'm sorry. It's not.
Yeah. And I don't agree with the guy saying about Christian and all this. And, you know, I hear if you're not a Christian, you're going to go to hell. That's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
I
appreciate your call. Hey, by the way, predictions here. There again, another prediction from the computer module. But this one, you didn't actually need the computer module to tell you this. But they're expecting a 43% jump in the COVID-19 cases next week in Africa. Wonder why? Maybe because of malnutrition, poor nutrition, which would lead to an impaired immune system. This isn't rocket science. Africa. The people in Africa are poor. They have no nutrition. Of course, their immune systems aren't going to be good. So, yes, I would expect a surge there in the COVID-19 virus itself. But you don't need a computer module to figure that one out at all. It's crazy. But looks also that Senator Elizabeth Warren's brother died of the COVID-19 virus, 86 years old. Did not mention in the article any comorbidities, which I assume he had plenty. But that kind of hurts their cases, doesn't it, if they tell you all that stuff. Appreciate everything. I will be back on John Stadmiller's show tomorrow night for the National Intel Report. Health, happiness, and safe travels. Wash your hands. Be healthy. Eat healthy. We will talk again.
We'll be fine.
New store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.